The third way to use stories is to use what I call metaphorical resolutions. Some people call these isomorphic stories because isomorphic means the same structure. Iso being same, morphic meaning structure or shape. And the way this works is you tell a story which essentially mirrors the situation the other person's in, although in a very indirect way. Classically, people think of, you know, things like Goldilocks, the fairy tale. The fairy tale mirrors a situation someone might be in where something's not good enough, something's just right, etc. Isomorphic stories can be very powerful, but you have to make sure that people don't twig to them consciously, otherwise they start to consciously analyze your stories, and that takes away from the impact. So, as an example, if a therapist wants to influence his patients to have a better sex life, he might then tell them stories about different cultures and how they all eat different meals in a different way. So how some people have larger appetites than others. So how some might start with a dessert, even though it seems to be in the reverse order. And all these different stories are actually becoming metaphors for how different people can enjoy their sex life in different ways. Now, of course, the important part is that it goes outside of conscious analysis. And that way, you bypass any possible resistance because the critical factor just doesn't even know it's happening. Having said this, as in any other thing, there are times when you can actually tell stories which go right to the heart of the matter, where people will twig on it both consciously and unconsciously simultaneously. And that's usually the case when you're actually touching on something that other people kind of want people to know about, but are too afraid or polite to say it outright. Here's an example. Jay Haley is a very gifted therapist who learned a lot of things from Milton Erickson, the great hypnotist. Now, when Milton actually saw him for the first time, he saw he was skinny as a rake and could tell that he had all kinds of eating problems or disorders. He was a very fussy eater. So the first thing that Milton did was he took him into his office, sat him down, and for an hour just lectured him, or rather just told him story after story after story after story. And all of them had something to do with food. And some of them would be people going to a restaurant, someone would be buying some food in another one, and someone else would be a dispute over who gets to eat what plate. It doesn't matter what it was, but each story somehow was revolving around food. Anyway, at the end of this process, Jay Haley goes away, and somehow, miraculously, his attitude towards food changes. And it wasn't until months later that he suddenly realized why Milton sat him down and told all these stories about food. So stories are tremendous vehicles for being able to give other people advice or helping them through tough times when your advice would normally be rejected. And it also allows a freedom for the unconscious mind to make its own associations, to make it attach to their own life experiences, so that whatever comes out at the end of it is something which actually fits that other person. Which means that you can help influence someone in a certain direction, but you'll also know, because unconscious processes are involved, that whatever comes out of it will be something which is useful for that particular person and in their particular life situation.